Welcome back, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. A bit more breaking news in the Senator Padilla saga. A spokesperson for DHS says this. Senator Padilla chose disrespectful political theater. Okay, I'm sorry. Disrespectful political theater? This coming from the MAGA regime? For real, though? For real. And interrupted a live press conference without identifying himself. I don't know. I thought we all just listened to the audio pretty clearly. It's like, I'm Senator Padilla. He was identifying himself. Mr. Padilla was repeatedly told to back away and did not comply with officers' repeated commands. Secret Service thought he was an attacker. Okay. They just make stuff up, don't they? Fascinating. Apparently, there is also an emergency hearing occurring that has been convened by the judge overseeing the California challenge to Donald Trump's, I'll say it, illegal deployment of National Guard and Marines to California without the consent nor request of the governor. The mayor of L.A., the police chief, or basically anybody, just sending them. Judge Breyer is currently making preliminary remarks, appears deeply skeptical that the court cannot consider whether or not, in fact, there was a rebellion. That is the provision under which Donald Trump attempted to send National Guard's men and women to California. It is 10 U.S.C. section 12406. We'll bring you more on this. Here's what the judge had to say. Again, this is breaking news this hour. Quote, "That's the difference between a constitutional government and King George. It's not that a leader can simply say something and it becomes it." In other words, you can't just make stuff up. Hoy. Okay, with that, again, busy news day. Very pleased to bring back Mark Sommerhauser, the comms director and policy researcher and a policy researcher at the Wisconsin Policy Forum. We're talking about the report that the forum just published today. You can find that report at wispolicyforum.org. That's wispolicyforum.org. That report analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill here in Wisconsin. Mark, we were talking just before the break about the per capita dollar figures of federal money that's coming into the state, just south of $15,000. Now, of course, there's great variation from person to person. Some retirees in the state of Wisconsin receiving well over $100,000, basically, in federal dollars through various programs and supports. I wanted to focus on the specific programs that really pull in the largest dollar figures from the federal government into the state. Can you help us understand, we're talking about Badger Care, i.e. Medicaid, Social Security. Can you break that down for us, Mark?
Yeah. So, and by the way, I mean, these numbers were kind of astounding to me, too.
Yes.
And I do this for a living. So, I knew it was a big number, but when we actually tallied it up, it was pretty remarkable. That, for instance, I mean, just to give some perspective, that number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, that's equal to about a quarter of all the combined personal incomes of every Wisconsinite. So we're just talking about about a quarter of the state's economy here. So, and I think it is helpful for folks to kind of go through this and understand what federal programs those dollars are flowing through, like you said. So that by far the biggest stream of funding is Social Security. So there are more than 1.3 million beneficiaries of Social Security in the state of Wisconsin. And in 2023, annualized, they received about a little over $29 billion in Social Security benefits. And of course, these are folks that have paid payroll taxes throughout their careers, and that's how they're eligible for those Social Security benefits. But still just a huge sum of money. Next biggest chunk was Medicare. Again, there's about a similar number, close to 1.3 million folks that are on Medicare in the state of Wisconsin. And the Center for Medicaid Services, Medicare and Medicaid Services, estimated about $13 billion was spent to provide health care for Wisconsin Medicare enrollees in 2020, which was the most recent year for which we had data. So those, you add up those two numbers right there, and that's almost half of the total $86 billion that you mentioned at the outset. Yes. Of federal outlays are just in those two huge programs alone.
Yeah, it is. It's just stunning. Again, we're here with the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. He also does some of the research there. His name is Mark Sommerhauser. Mark pointing out that basically a quarter of the state's economy, of the money moving around the Wisconsin economy, coming from the federal government. So if you are sitting at home thinking, I got a good chunk in the bank, I'm good, this is not going to affect me, I don't care about the peons, the little people, I've never been hungry, what do I care if people in Wisconsin starve or lose their health insurance? Doesn't matter to me. I'm all for the big, brutal bill. Guess what? You start jimmying with that level of Wisconsin, that amount of money in Wisconsin's economy, that is not going to help spur growth and job growth and wage growth. It's not going to help pay for childcare. Mark, just at a really high level, can you speak to that? Like, one of the things that I find challenging is I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state. Are we asking for trouble if we don't start planning?
Well, there definitely would be some impacts to the state budget if this House bill or something similar to it were passed. I think some of the cuts to funding for Medicaid would be one of the biggest areas that would affect the state budget, because that's the single biggest chunk of federal funding that goes into our state's budget is for Medicaid, excuse me.
And again, folks, Badger Care, Family Care, Badger Care Plus, that's all Medicaid. Mark, thank you so much. We'll dig in more. Really appreciate you. Keep doing the great work at the Wisconsin Policy Forum. We got the Center for American Progress Action Fund up next. Again, breaking down the impacts of the big, brutal bill here in Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.